Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
We heard last night that Chris Heaton-Harris is to remain as Northern Ireland Secretary as part of the new British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's cabinet. And that appears to confirm that there will now be a fresh Assembly election when the deadline to restore the Northern Ireland Executive runs out on Friday. I'm joined now by BBC News correspondent Mark Simpson. Mark, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, Claire.
So the Northern Ireland Assembly is going to be recalled tomorrow to elect a Speaker and an Executive. The DUP, though, hasn't changed its position. So are we rolling towards the deadline on Friday and unavoidably towards this election in mid-December?
Well, as you know, in politics, you don't just look at what's being said, but what's being done. And here in Belfast, the electoral office, I can tell you, is preparing for that Christmas election. The date penciled into the calendar is Thursday, the 15th of December. As we know, a lot of primary schools are used as voting booths. Those primary schools have been put on notice. You may have to move your nativity because there could be an election here, 10 days before Christmas. The but, and there's always a but in Northern Ireland politics, is that there is still 36 hours to go for the new Secretary of State, or newly installed or reinstalled Secretary of State, Chris Heaton-Harris, to suddenly pass emergency legislation at Westminster and stop an election taking place. It would take something dramatic at Westminster for that to happen, but we know it hasn't been short of drama in recent days.
Mm-hmm. And what do you expect to happen tomorrow?
I expect, perhaps dare I say it, a shouting match. Or a bit of whataboutery, as we call it up here. You know, why don't you do this and we can get things sorted? No, you do that. I don't think tomorrow's meeting of the Assembly will achieve anything. They are supposed to elect a new First and Deputy First Minister, as we know that if they did that, that would be Sinn Féin taking control of the top job at Stormont for the first time in its 101-year history. But we know the DUP are not ready. They have these concerns over the Brexit protocol. But I suppose what tomorrow will be is democracy in action. Mm-hmm. The Assembly was elected 6 months ago, and I suppose elected members are entitled to have their say.
Now, Steve Baker, who's the Northern Ireland Office Minister, called on the DUP, and he used strange language when he said choke down on its stance and form an executive. What he was trying to do, and he went on after he said that, he was trying to reassure the DUP that the British government is at idem with them on their aims around the protocol. That didn't settle the question, though, for Geoffrey Donaldson.
He's quite a character, isn't he, Steve Baker? Anyone who follows him on Twitter will know that. And he's making it very clear that even though he may privately and politically share a lot of the concerns of the DUP, he believes they should be back in the executive at Stormont. He was an interesting appointment to the Northern Ireland office. Liz Truss, remember her, the former Prime Minister? She didn't achieve an awful lot, but what she did do was improve Anglo-Irish relations. And I think the Irish government is a little bit happier with its relations with Downing Street, not just with Liz Truss, but now with Rishi Sunak. And I think what we're seeing from Steve Baker is him putting his influence on the DUP. One of his best mates in politics is the DUP MP, Sammy Wilson. They share a love of motorbikes. And I suppose there's no better person to put pressure on the DUP, but they don't seem to be budging.
Yeah, and that is the point, isn't it? That just hasn't worked, that reassurance from Steve Baker.
I think what we're looking at, if the election, it is still an if, goes ahead, is almost a reset in politics here. Have another election, let democracy have its say, have it before Christmas, and then 2023, which just happens to be the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, / Belfast Agreement, you kind of have a reset of politics here. You maybe have negotiations. I dare say the Irish government could be involved when it comes to anything that may concern them. But there is this kind of feeling that you may just have to have another election to let democracy take its course and have that reset.
Of course, the British government could pass emergency legislation to scrap this deadline or delay it at least. Is that a possibility, Mark?
There is this window of 36 hours. It could happen today. It could happen tomorrow. The deadline is 1 minute past midnight in the very early hours of Friday morning. They could to that, press that button, there would be people saying, that's ridiculous, you promised this election. I suppose the out for the government is, well, there's a new prime minister, Rishi Sunak is in charge, and that is why they can go back on what they said previously.
Mm-hmm. And that, we don't know. I mean, it may happen. It's certainly an option, because no one really wants this election, Mark, do they?
Well, you speak privately to Sinn Féin and they think they could get more than the 27 seats that they got last time. You speak to the DUP, we know they're still very sore about the fact that there's not going to be a unionist first minister under the current numbers. Could they say to the electorate here in Northern Ireland, the unionist electorate, you know, we've dodged a bullet here. There is a chance that we could regain our top spot. So you can see arguments, but I suppose the big picture argument is, like yourselves, we're battling a cost of living crisis here. An election is going to cost about £6 million in sterling. That might not go down too well with the electorate, and we could get a very, very, very low turnout.
Okay, well, you could be busier, Mark, than you plan to be in December if this happens.
A confession, I love elections. You don't get into politics.
That's it. I mean, you wouldn't, yes, you're right. You wouldn't be in the job that you're doing if you didn't relish an old election now and again. Mark Simpson, BBC News correspondent. Good to talk to you on the programme. A little earlier on, we were talking about the issue of remote working and changes that are set to be made to the proposals. A spokesperson for the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has been in touch to say the Department of Enterprise is in the process of drafting groundbreaking legislation to put the right to request remote working on a statutory footing. The focus throughout has been to reconcile the differing priorities of employers and employees and produce an effective piece of legislation that allows the experiences of the COVID pandemic to be used to everyone's benefit. The Taoiseach has always maintained, according to this statement, that the provisions will be strengthened. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.